Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. I got sunshine
on a cloudy day. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. When it's local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre events on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one yummy cup of hot chocolate. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. And I want to say right off the bat, incredible. I got some incredible stuff to talk about. Plus personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's always good. Spiritual observations. Let me say it right now. I'm going to say the show right now. In the second hour at 3 o'clock, I am going to destroy at the same time both arguments for and against global warming. At the same time, I'm going to take both the left and the right and smush them together and then throw them out. Wow. Life lessons, by the way, for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, because
what we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's what I've been saying all along. Humor that will force you to think, why am I listening to this guy on the radio? In fact, why am I on the freeway at all? Or why am I sitting in my couch at home listening on the radio? Good question. And for those that are sitting at the computer thinking, why am I listening to this while you're working? It's because you're working. Okay, that's why. All right, also, with the review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus, he's coming back sooner than you think. We're asking life's questions about life. Here's today's contemplation. What's your favorite verse? If you have a favorite verse, call 866-577-2473. Call in and let the producer know, and they'll share it with me. Also, sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Good day. What we're doing, we're living life as a Christian. We're taking your phone calls and more compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. We don't get that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back, and I got some possible breaking news that may blow your mind.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, I'm Dr. Julie Hayden, Dean of Behavioral Sciences at Southern California Seminary, inviting you to attend the 9th Annual Power of Freedom Women's Conference on Saturday, February 22nd at Point Loma Nazarene University from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. For those of you who feel too busy to build friendships, there's actual clinical research that supports the value of friendship. And those of us who live busy, stressful lives need to enjoy fun and friends more than others. I encourage you to join me at the 9th Annual Power of Freedom Women's Conference on Saturday, February 22nd at Point Loma Nazarene University. And be sure to stop by and say hello to me. If you feel a calling from God to counsel, I encourage you to call Southern California Seminary today at 888-389-7244 or visit us online at socalsem.edu. Call me at 888-389-7244 to begin your journey at Southern California Seminary today.
Well, it's that time of year again, and you're starting to think about a ski vacation. So let's crunch the numbers, shall we? Let's see. You've got your flight, car rental, your fancy schmancy hotel with special movies on pay-per-view. Oh, and the lift tickets. Those are going to add up. So altogether, a ski trip for a party of four will cost you $73,000. Compare that to a trip to Big Bear Mountain Resorts. No airports, no lost travel days, and one ticket gets you into Snow Summit and Bear Mountain. Two mountains mean twice the lift, including four high-speed quads. Day trip or overnight getaway, you've got two world-class resorts right in your own backyard with reliable snow all season long. Total cost for a party of four? $3. Now, I may have a decimal point in the wrong place, so don't quote me on that.
Snow Summit and Bear Mountain are right in your own backyard. All roads are open. We have clear skies and tons of snow. So come on down and have some fun. Visit BigBearMountainResorts.com for more.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. You're listening to the David...
We're having so much fun, we're repeating ourselves before we stop. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this segment brought to you by Tarik and iByTerm.com. Let's just talk about the fact that the way that Tarik does business, the way that they approach it, it's pretty simple. They do life insurance, term life insurance, made easy, affordable, and honorable. And for somebody who's experienced the benefit of term life insurance, I have zero issues in discussing this with you the way I do. My dad passed away. I was 20 years old. Actually, I had just turned 20, and the following, later on in that month, about 4 weeks later, 3.5 weeks later, I'm sorry, he passed away. And the term life insurance that he had in place made it possible for us to do everything we had to do. My family comes from Detroit, as you all know, and we had to fly everybody back, and we had to pay certain fees for the cemetery, and it's a Jewish ceremony, and a lot of things were required. That term life insurance made all the difference in the world to make the transition the way it needed to be. So for me, it's like, look, dude makes it easy. If you're 50 years old, 55, 60 years old, or if you're 40 years old, it's anywhere between 35 and 55 bucks. You cover yourself on 50 grand or so. At least it covers the things that need to be covered. There's no issues. That's exactly what I'm talking about. iByTerm.com, that's the website. 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. Okay, so I got so many things to tell you. I mean, what I'm going to do in the second hour at the top of the hour is just ruin everybody's afternoon. Is that nice of me? I'm going around spreading joy wherever I go. You like that? I'm spreading joy. I'm just spreading joy wherever I go. Is that nice of me to do, Robo Paul? What do you think?
Absolutely. That's what we do best.
I think spreading joy is one of the coolest things that you can do. Spreading joy, just destroying everybody's theory. I'm just going to use a simple document to do it. It's called the Bible. It's no big deal. Just something that after God created the universe, he said, you know, I'd like to communicate with my creation, mankind. Here you go. Dear human race, Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, love God. And so if you just look at the Bible that way and see it that way and understand how it's fluid and alive, remember Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, talks about the word of God being living. It's alive. What do you mean it's alive? How do you think it speaks fresh to every generation? Just by chance or by luck or somebody? No. The word of God is enduring. The word of God is what gave breath to Adam so Adam can become a living being. I had a conversation with somebody, and, you know, even the greatest, harshest atheists, now this is just a fact, even the harshest atheists believe that it is highly likely that some alien being came to Earth and seeded the Earth with two seeds, which could then procreate. And you just sit there and you think, you mean like that, like Adam and Eve? I'm just curious. So it's like they act like everybody's far off. It ain't that far off. Now, the people that think everything is random and everything is chance, you know, they're the ones that think that no matter what they do, they can't really make a difference. It'll just happen. It's like, there's not a lot you can say. You know, it's not even a fatalism. It's a bizarroism. because, you know, they don't believe if you eat 15,000 trillion pounds of ice cream, you'll get fat. Hey, guess what? There's going to be, let me just use this from the Matrix, cause and effect. See, it works like this. I am the Frenchman. Cause and effect. Remember that? Remember that scene? That's a great scene. Anyway, so not to have people lose their minds in the whole process, at 3 o'clock we're going to destroy everything that has been known for most of you in the existence of understanding either side of global warming and climate change. And why are we going to do that? Because we can, folks. Because we can. Okay, so what I want to do, though, is I want to open up with a couple of things that I did want to talk about. Spiritually, I want to kind of get into the realm of talking about some different things. I want to talk about a DDD that I think is really important, and this is going to be a relationship-oriented DDD. I want to point out that Tony Lee and Bobby are having their wonderful conference taking place on Saturday. It turns out, RoboPaul, we have one extra pair of tickets. We have an extra pair of tickets for the Tony and Bobby Lee, The Power of Freedom. Tony and Bobby Lee, I did it again. They're in the other room, so I did it on purpose, just so you can know. They're in the other room, and I mean, see, I'm David Lee. See how that works? Anyway, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to free. All you got to do is call in to 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you want a free pair of tickets to the Tony Lee and Bobby Power of Freedom. And I love what they talked about, because what they talked about is the whole conference is going to be geared towards strengthening women to be able to become free from things that have been keeping them in bondage for years. And anytime anybody's doing anything to break the power of the enemy, I'm in support. I mean, I just like I'm 100% supportive. I'm actually going to be there on Saturday. I get to give away some prizes. I get to give away a whole slew of prizes, but if you have a desire to get these tickets free, we have one extra pair of tickets. You call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. We'll get your name, we'll get your number, you get your address, and then we put you on, we'll call, and then you'll just go to the conference and your tickets will be there. So it was very kind of them to extend another pair of tickets, and we appreciate that very much. I want to get rolling on a DDD, if that's all right. Can I get rolling on a DDD?
Just rolling, absolutely.
Rolling. Should I say anything important like the weather? It's okay, right? It's not bad. The weather's nice, isn't it? You know, it's a little, is it hazy or is it me? Am I just losing my sight?
It's a little hazy out, but not too bad.
Not too bad. All right, and the traffic's okay for 2:15. It's okay. Let's do this DDD, and this is all about relationship growing, and people need to do this not just with one another, but we need to get this more in tune with the Lord. This is what this one is called. It really doesn't have a title other than this. How should we listen? How should we listen? That's the title of the DDD. I'm giving most of my DDDs titles now. I don't know. I think they need a title. Sounds good to me. This one is called How Should We Listen? And I want to talk about this. And again, that pair of tickets for Tony Lee and Bobby, The Power of Freedom, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Try and call before your break so you can get those tickets. There's a difference between hearing and listening. What? There's a difference. There is? There's a difference between hearing and listening. Are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? What's the difference? Do you know what the difference is, Robo? Do you have any idea where we're going with this? A clue?
There we go. I have no idea.
Hearing is receiving sound decimals. That's what hearing is. Hearing is receiving sound decimals. Listening is making sense of those sound decimals. So, hearing is receiving sound decimals. Listening is making sense of those sound decimals. And here's the passage, and here's the very first DDD we're doing. The question is, how should we listen? How should we listen? In Acts chapter 26, verse 3, it says this. Paul said this, "Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently." I beg you to listen to me patiently. You know what people should stop doing? People should stop acting like they're listening and already multitasking to the next thing. People should stop acting like they're, I'm listening to you. But in fact, they're just hearing and they're just receiving sound decimals. Instead, we should learn to listen patiently. We should be quiet. We should listen. And somebody said, well, what's a way to know if you're actually engaged in listening? And that's a great question. Here's the answer to that. You ask a question of what's being said to you. That demonstrates that you're truly listening. That demonstrates that you're making sense of the sound decimals. So when somebody's talking to you, okay, any person, whether it's a spouse or children, siblings, friends, it's a brother in church, and I've had this happen where somebody comes up to me, I'm getting ready to preach, and they start talking to me and tell me about their dog and how the dog went over to the hedges, and you're getting ready to go up to the pulpit, and you're thinking, gotta get up to the pulpit, gotta preach the word. Hey, you know what? The sermon can wait 20 seconds. Now, it's true, the person can wait 20 seconds, but so can the sermon. It's not the end of the world. So the difference is hearing is receiving sound decimals. Listening is making sense of those sound decimals. The Apostle Paul gives us a great illustration of how we should be listening. Therefore, he said, I beg you to listen to me patiently. Patiently. So with all that I can urge you to do, when people are talking to you, listen to them. Don't hear, listen. Don't just receive sound decimals, make sense of those sound decimals. And a way to tell yourself whether you're engaged in listening or not is to ask questions of what's being spoken to you. That is a tremendous key in understanding the difference of listening and hearing. And I encourage all of you to participate, and I too am going to try and do a better job, because I have a lot of room for improvement as well. Just ask anybody here at the station. Anyway, okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got some tickets to give away, and we got some more things to discuss. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for other financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scantabodies Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. With your first two donations of plasma, you'll earn $100 and over $250 your first month of donating. Plasma is as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to scantabodiesbiologics.com. That's scantabodiesbiologics.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Mortgage rates have been on the rise over the past few months, which leads most people to believe they can no longer save money by refinancing. While some folks have missed a great chance to save with the refi, there are still a number of options available to create a more efficient mortgage for almost every homeowner in San Diego. Anthony Lococo with Cornerstone Mortgage has the experience, knowledge, and access to give you an honest overview of the options available to you and your family. Just call 619-920-5262. That's 619-920-5262. Or go to ratecenterloans.com. You can get live pricing 24/7. No personal information is required, and you can get customized pricing within seconds. Just go to ratecenterloans.com. That's ratecenterloans.com. Or call Anthony at 619-920-5262. 619-920-5262.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Is joint or back pain keeping you from the activities you love? The Orthopedic Institute at Palomar Health can help. From physical therapy to joint surgery and rehabilitation, they have a solution for you. Register for a free class at 800-628-2880 or visit palomarhealth.org.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, it was really kind of nice. We just had Tony Lee and Bobby walking through the corridor. And then everybody in the whole station started to gather in front of the window. And then you know what I had to do? I had to pull out the old Dave's the old man card and have everybody quiet down. I'm so nice. I'm such a nice guy, you know? That's what I work on, being a nice guy. This segment brought to you by Thrivent Financial and Jonathan During. And let me point out something about the La Jolla Gateway team just up ahead of time. Project 2100, I love this story. And originally when this was discussed, they were thinking, oh, Project like 2400, 2500, whatever the case may be. The whole point is this. We believe that the Lord is coming back sooner than later. And for some of us who have been a Christian for more than maybe 10 years or 15 years, you have seen this incredible decline in certain elements, not just in government, but in society and the way it's running. It just seems like it's like going crashing and burning, crashing and burning. But the Lord may tarry. And, you know, people don't realize that they have said 100 times before in church history, this is the century, this is the year, this is the generation. They've been saying it for a long time. The issue is, how do you handle that as a Christian? Well, the best advice that anybody has ever given me or that I've ever heard, and actually, I don't know if it came from Billy Graham or not, but I know he was one of the people that encouraged it, and that is to live as though the Lord is coming back tomorrow. What would you do different? But to live as though the Lord is not coming back for 100 years. What would you do different? And do both of those things. And it's like the idea behind Thrivent Financial is in their Project 2100 is the latter. Is if as the Lord is coming back in 100 years, what would you do for the church? How would you set it up? How would you prep it? How would you prepare it? How are you going to take care of your pastor's retirement? How are you going to take care of the new pastor, the new congregation? Are you going to try and get some additional land? Are you going to try and have more seats? Are you going to try and have more committees? Are you going to try and structure the government differently? Those things then in the financial realm is really where Thrivent is. It's their key. It's their goal. It's their calling. And so what we're encouraging is pastors, ministers, people in churches, people that participate in churches, and people that care about the longevity and the continuing element of their church to get in touch with them and talk with them on a free meeting. They'll buy you coffee. They'll talk to you. They'll tell you what they're doing. No obligation, no requirement, no anything. They just want to show you what it is that they've got in mind to help things perpetuate. You call 858-455-5227 and ask for Ruth. And she's the person you talk to. Everything goes through Ruth, okay? Which is cool because that's a great way to do it. 858-455-5227. Okay? Okay. Okay? Okay. It's all right. 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 All right, friend. Let's see. I got like 5 minutes. And then we got a special guest coming in. So let's do a Facebook post. Can I have some R&B music? Do we have any R&B music? It's, there it is. I love that music. R&B music, folks. Rocky and Bullwinkle. How can you go wrong with that? Anyway, let's talk about today's Facebook post. Now, today's Facebook post is going to be one I want you to listen. Now, remember we just did this DDD on listening and hearing. Hearing is receiving sound decimals. Listening is making sense of them. And we're instructed in Scripture, Acts 26:3, to listen with patience. Or inquired, we should be listening with patience. Here's what this says. It's one out of, ready for this? Now, RoboPaul, you haven't written this. I don't think you've ever written this before. Zephaniah. You're just looking at me like, what? Zephaniah. No, I didn't say the book of Hezekiah. That's not a book in the Old Testament. Zephaniah. Just put Z-E-P-H, and then most people will get that. Zeph. Zeph. Chapter 3, verse 17. It's Zeph. That's not a new nickname for him, by the way. Listen to this passage. Now, I only did two portions of the passage because the passage was longer than I wanted to go. I just took two. I didn't misquote, didn't change the meaning, did anything like that. But I wanted to focus on these two elements, and so this is what I wrote down. This is what I copied and pasted, so it's not hard to do when you're doing it, reading the Bible online. He will take great delight in you. Now, listen to this. He will quiet you with his love. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. First of all, let's just talk about it from the Christian point of view. God delights in us. It's hard to think of that because, you know, we're sinners and we do a lot of things wrong and a lot of dumb things. And we have things that don't look right. But you know what? God delights in us. And when you read a passage like he takes great delight in you, here's what you have to understand. God not only loves you. Okay, now watch this. Watch this. He likes you. And see, that part is what we miss. It's, oh, no, he doesn't like me. He loves me, but he doesn't like me. Yeah, because I'd spend eternity with somebody I didn't like, too. That sounds like the heart of wisdom. Okay, so that kind of thinking, we got to dump that kind of thinking. We got to get beyond that and get into a process of good thinking. And here's what he says. He will take great delight in you. He delights in you. He delights in me. He loves us. He delights in us. He likes us. We're going to hang together for eternity. It's going to be awesome. And then this is the portion, though, that caught my eye as I was doing the study. This was the thing that caught me. He will quiet you with his love. Now, let's talk about that. How about all the wind and the noise that's going on between your left and right ear right now? How about all the extra noise? All the challenges, financial, personal, emotional, psychological, all the challenges that you're encountering. And here's what the passage tells you. You know what? God can quiet you with his love. And so there was a post that I put underneath that passage, and that's kind of what we talk about when we do these Facebook posts, and this is what that was. Sometimes we just need his love to muzzle all the noises. You see, there's so many noises, and there's so many. It's like the wind and the waves. The winds howl. And I don't know if you've been on a boat when it's windy. It's scary. Have you been on boats, Winnie? And it's really, it's like, ooh, have you ever had that happen to you, Robo? Or you're on a boat? And it's like
all the time.
And when that happens, it's like you're just a little bit afraid. And so on and so forth. Well, the love of God quiets the wind and muzzles the noise. There's a couple of reasons why we don't step into this. One of the reasons is because we're really good at quenching the Holy Spirit. We are. We're good at it. I mean, we sin on such a regular basis, or we ignore God on such a regular basis. And the other reason is because we don't stop and consider, meditate, contemplate how important that love is. That love from God is what gives us eternity to enjoy. That love from God is what gives us grace to carry on. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. Sometimes we just need his love to muzzle all the noise. Like, amen. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got a special guest in studio.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When your car has been in a collision, remember the three C's. Calm down and call or click Carlsbad Collision Center. They can repair minor dings to major damages quickly. Any make, any model. They can also help you with your insurance claim. For your free estimate, visit carlsbadcollision.com today.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to gracefuldeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now, 800-899-8922. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-899-8922. That's 800-899-8922.
There comes a time in your life when you know it's time to take action. Today is your day. A day where you can rescue children with no hope through World Orphan.
There are approximately 143 million orphan and abandoned children around the world facing extreme poverty, disease, war, malnutrition, and evil systems. God knows the name of every one of them. The magnitude of the statistics compelled me to go and serve for 2 weeks. But after seeing the real children those numbers represent, after learning the names, I knew I couldn't let 2 weeks be the end of my commitment to doing something to change those statistics.
Children all over the world are waiting and hoping for help. You can change the lives of children by giving just $33 per month. This will make it possible for them to wake up every day to food, clothing, medical care, education, and the gospel. All because of you. Give today. Call 888-ORPHANS or give online at kprz.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Hey, that's a nice blast from the past. I like that. That's good right there. Oh, yeah.
Then I saw her face.
Yeah, that's great. All right, let's do a quick check of the weather. We definitely have weather. Let's check the traffic. There's a red truck. Cool. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. You can email us, davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because that's my handle. There we go. In studio with us, Tracy Walter from Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community and extraordinaire communicator El Ambassador. Oh, is that a good title?
That was a great title. I'll have to put that on my business card.
Yeah, good luck with that on there.
That's a classic.
Yeah. Talk to me about, let's talk about a couple of real basic things just mm-hmm. to get rolling, and then we'll talk about some deeper things.
Sure.
Talk to me some basics on Monte Vista Village. Where is it? Where's the geography here?
We are located in Lemon Grove. We're just 10 minutes from downtown, so really, really convenient area right off Highway 94.
Okay.
We're located on Massachusetts Avenue, and we offer independent, assisted, and skilled nursing. So we have a variety of assistance that we can provide people. We're on a beautiful 7.5-acre property modeled after Hawaiian Village. So if, for those people who can't fly anymore and go to Hawaii, come on over to Monte Vista Village. And
wow.
It'll be just like being there.
Wow, that's pretty good. Do you know where in Hawaii? Now you just said that. I have to know. It's somewhere, one of the, like a Maui
it's
or
nothing. Just that Hawaiian atmosphere,
oh,
you know.
That.
Yes,
that
tropical, the palm trees and the hibiscus. And
how cool
all,
is that?
Yeah,
okay,
beautiful.
All right. Now tell me, it's independent, it's skilled, and then the third category is?
Assisted living.
Assisted. So
correct.
Yeah, independent, skilled, and assisted. I just want to make sure that I get it right and make sure everybody understands. A couple of things for people to know as we're talking. MontaVistaVillage.com is the website.
Correct.
Right? So if they're like, yeah, hey, I'm listening to this, I want to look on the website, see what's going on. That's a really great introduction.
It is.
Isn't it? For
excellent.
You guys.
Excellent.
I mean,
right.
You know, pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gives you a real flavor for what's
we
going
do.
On.
The That's activities
cool.
that are going on and floor plans and the whole breakdown of the community. So it's a great place to start.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, phone number. I want to make sure everybody gets that. We got 619-465-1331.
Correct.
Okay, see, I'm two for two.
You are good.
I know.
You
now, if I mess up
I expect
the rest
your
of the,
call
I'm,
soon.
That's right. Listen, the way things have been going lately, I'll see you tomorrow. Anyway. All right, so let's talk about one of the main cores for Monte Vista Village's existence and the sense of why people leave where they're at, or the reasons that they would want to leave, need to leave, could leave, and why
sure.
they would come. And give me that whole element.
Absolutely,
there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the first thing is people think that they something needs to be wrong for them to move to a senior community. And especially Monte Vista, that's really a wrong concept. And what we try to get across to folks is that living in Monte Vista Village is simply another living option. It's not something that, you know, our grandparents kind of, as they came along with in life, were thinking of, oh, after the kids leave and we retire, we're going to move to a senior living community. My generation, I'm in my 50s, my generation were like, somebody do cooking and my laundry and clean my house, how old do I need to be there? You
no
know,
kidding.
I mean, we're looking forward. We're sure, you know, we're looking forward to getting rid of the house. But this group did not really come up with that way of thinking. So what we try to get across to the people that come to visit us is that, like I said, it's another living option. There's a time for the house, you know, and you've got the children and, the young grandchildren there and everything. Great to have a house. But there really does come a point where the house is nothing but an anchor for you. It's just keeping you there. It keeps you from doing things because you've got to take care of the house. And it's just not a good option anymore. And I think we spend an awful lot of our time educating not only the people that come to see us, but doctors as well. We try to educate them that you're seeing people over and over and over again for depression. Are they living by themselves? Are they lonely? You know, doctors, the first thing they want to do is, you know, it's good for you to be home. You can do it. You know, you're still walking around. Just stay home as long as you can. And they really forget the social aspect of, you know, we need to be around people. We're social creatures.
Yeah.
To some extent. And to be in your house by yourself, you start with the loneliness, then it goes to depression, and it's just a downhill spiral from there. It is not healthy for everyone to be staying at home.
Yeah.
You know, and some people think, oh, I'll get help in. Okay. So you have help come in for 3 hours a day. What happens the rest of the day? You know, what, you're still by yourself the rest of the day. So that sometimes just bringing help in isn't enough. It's like a bandage, but it's not really taking care of the issue at hand.
In some circumstances, it's fine. But in other circumstances, it's not. And I think what you said, I want to key on that and have you come back and address it even again, because I think the mindset of the older generation, I mean, what you said is exactly right. It's like, I'm in my 50s, and my wife and I are like, you betcha.
That's
you
right.
Kidding me? Like,
well, I'm looking in the magazines.
You're gonna take me to the game and then pick me back. Yeah, I'm on my way right now.
That's right.
Well, I have zero problems with this.
Exactly. Yeah.
On the other hand, the older generation has been, I think they've been trained or taught by their prior generation. You know, just, you know, we don't want to go into that direction. That's like a social, you know, experiment gone bad kind of man. It's like, well, this older thinking process. Isn't
and
it?
Remember, you know, that generation, too, when they went to visit someone, it was a nursing home type of situation with people in the hallways and wheelchairs. So some people still have that picture in their mind. So the other issue with that, too, is the word assisted living is a very ambiguous term. It kind of gets thrown around like Xerox.
Okay.
So a doctor can say to somebody, well, I don't think you need to go to assisted living, but we at Monta Vista might be talking to somebody for an independent living apartment. We're not even talking assisted living. So that term really gets thrown around.
That's a key,
you know,
there.
At Monta Vista, assisted living is someone who needs help who lives in our assisted living with bathing, dressing, medications, grooming. That's our assisted living. But in our independent living, one of the options is that they have their meals. It's like having maid service and a chef.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And if they don't want maid service and a chef, then we even have a new living option where they can come in, come down to the dining room when they want to, have the transportation, because a lot of people aren't driving anymore or shouldn't be driving, and have all the activities that go on the property. So huge advantages. And they can still be as independent as they want. But that assisted living term, boy, the doctor can just kill an idea, you know, if he mentions that term assisted living.
I think one of the things that people are mistaking is that if they get involved in something like a senior living community, they're thinking, oh, well, that means, you know, this is it or something like that. And they're not recognizing it. First of all, people are there for years and years.
Absolutely.
And years and years and years. I mean, this is like, I don't want to say a glorified apartment because that's not a kind of.
Well, it kind of is.
It kind of has that element.
It does.
Right?
I mean, and what kind of tickles us is people will say, well, if I go there, you know, I feel like I'm going there to die. Well, folks, you're dying somewhere. You're dying at home, or you're dying, you know, at Monta Vista or the hospital.
After 19, you're dying anyway. I'm just saying that's the biological.
It's going to happen. So, you know, but why not stay really healthy as long as you can until that point? Why stay at home and wait for it to happen?
Yeah, why not? I mean, what it really comes down to is living the fullness of
life. Absolutely.
for your whole life.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could be, and it's a great point. Now, there's some people, I think, that, and nobody would argue that they're in a home, and that occasionally people that come in, that works for them, that's fine. But that's not for everybody.
Correct.
And I think I mentioned this to you, I think the first time that I met you, that my wife and I, we had a house, and then the kids are gone, and they're all gone, so we downgraded, went into a luxury apartment. And we were like, man, woo-hoo, we should have kicked the kids out years ago. It's like we were, in other words, people are like, no, you can't really do it. No, we would have, I mean, it was the best, we had a better sense of humor. I'm just being honest, what happened to us,
yes,
not everybody else. But, you know, there was a power outage one time. All the neighbors got together in the middle of all the apartments.
Sure.
We all lit up our barbecues together.
Right.
And we put radios. I mean, it was just like a fabulous community.
Correct.
And everybody, you can, even from that moment on, everybody was that much more loving and caring about one another. Mm-hmm. And it was actually sad when we relocated to another place. It was like, wow, we're going to miss that. And we've missed that ever since.
Right.
That's what you guys are offering for a lifetime for people that are ready for that and just haven't had that chance.
That's exactly it. And like I said, we spend so much time trying to educate people that this is, you know, an option for them. Why stay at home just because that's your house and that's where the kids grew up?
Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting because, you know, as you go through life, you plan everything, right? You go to school, you're going to go to college, and you're going to get married, and you're going to have kids, and there's going to be grandkids, and then you're going to retire, and then all that. Well, then you've planned your, you know, you've got where you're going to be buried. But what happens between the kids being gone, you're retired, and the end? I mean, that's a long time. That's 20, 30 years sometimes.
That's a big span.
But it's not planned for
either.
Right.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So again, it's just a new option, and it is so healthy. Like at Monta Vista, we've got all these great classes that really concentrate on leg strength. Because, you know, it's great to sit in a chair and do weights on your arms. But like the therapist said, you don't walk on your hands.
Right.
You need strong legs. And it's amazing how many times you need to get up and down out of a chair during the day. Or you need to bend over and pick up something. So these classes really focus on keeping people strong. So they're able to do that. And they're able to stay independent like they want to be.
Yeah.
But you're not independent when you stay at home and somebody's driving you someplace, cooking for you, cleaning for you, doing your yard, taking care of the pool, cleaning your house. That's not really an independent person anymore.
Yeah, that's a great point.
There's a lot of things being taken care of for them. Where with us, in fact, I just had a tour yesterday, great tour. This lady was talking about everything that we try to, you know, encourage people about. And she said, I'm tired of my house. I looked out the window and saw how bad my flower bed looked, and I didn't want to plant any more flowers, and I knew it was time to leave.
Yeah. Wow.
I want to read. I want to go walking. I want to go. She's involved in her church. She says, I want to have time for my church, and I can't do it with this house.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's a perfect. This is what I want folks to do. MontaVistaVillage.com. That's the website. Okay, so go to the website and check it out. If you want to set up a tour, 619-465-1331 is the phone number to call. That's 619-465-1331. We're going to take a short break, then we're going to come back. I got a question, because it's a question about adults and the moment they make that decision, and pride, because sometimes that can be an issue as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Aramco Financial invites you to the Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista on February 20th at 6 p.m. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. Call 866-600-1130. That's 866-600-1130 or online at aramco.biz.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze from Ecola. Have you noticed when the weather changes, so does your problem with insects and maybe even rodents in your home? They don't like the cold, they don't like the rain, but they sure do like the warm, dry nooks and crannies of your home. I know, as a mother, how awful it feels to discover insects or rodents in your home. So I make sure that our specialists respond to your call for help. We're here to keep those unwanted guests out of your home. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. And our termite control is legendary. We provide complete pest control using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods at very affordable rates. Call us at Ecola for a free estimate of complete pest control. 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial pest control. Call us, Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Join KPRZ at the 9th Annual One-Day Women's Conference, The Power of Freedom, presented by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial, hosted by Bobby and Tony Lee of Daily Disciples Ministries, Saturday, February 22nd at Brown Chapel in Point Loma Nazarene University. Hear inspiring speakers including Dan Cohen, local CBS news anchor, and his wife, Paige Cohen. The Power of Freedom Women's Conference is an event filled with inspiration and fellowship. Tickets are only $25, including lunch. Group discounts available. Tickets are on sale now at KPRZ.com.
Doesn't it seem like just yesterday when you bought into your first home and you worked really hard to support your home? Now maybe you're thinking about retirement and you're thinking, wait a minute, isn't it time my home supported me? Hey, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage because there's no better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Yes, there are changes coming, but if you act today, you don't have to worry about those changes. Listen, if you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of the Aramco Group and one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Aramco invites you to the next free dinner workshop at the beautiful Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista, February 20th at 6 p.m. For years, you've supported your home. Let your home support you. Call 866-611-30 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277-316.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. This month's special is Melatonin PG, the world's first live-source probiotic fermented melatonin for premier brain, sleep, immune, and antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I like San Diego. I mean, look at how nice it is. You can, compared to Toledo, Ohio. Sorry. Anyway, we're sitting here talking with Tracy Walter from Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community, which is really like Monte Vista, what? Here's the one, luxury apartments.
I like it.
That's the new name.
I like it.
This place is loaded. And what is great is that this is not a place to go to if you think, well, this is it. No, we're done. This is a place to go to enjoy the best life. Part of life itself. Are you kidding? You've worked that hard that long. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to reap some of those rewards. Exactly. Let's talk about two elements that I want to cover because our time is a little tighter on this next segment. One, I know, and I don't know how you initially address this, but pride is one of the reasons that people don't do. They think if I move into another community, you know, it's admitting some kind of defeat. Whereas in my mind, you're moving on up, just like in the Jeffersons.
Again, yes, you're right. And again, you know, this is part of our education process with people that this is not, you're not moving there because you're going to die. You're not moving there because anything's wrong with you. That's what people think, that they can't, they don't need to move because nothing's wrong with them. They're not ready yet. I'm not quite sure what that term "I'm not ready yet" means. But again, if we could get them to think of strictly another living option, this is, you're just moving to an apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
You're moving to an apartment with maid service and a chef.
Yeah,
is that really that bad?
Bad? Are you kidding? I'm counting. Are you kidding me?
So,
that's an amazing part of it, that they need to recognize that from that element. Now, on the flip side of that coin, going the 100% opposite direction, doing a 180, 360 is a full circle. 180, if you do a 180 on that, people who are struggling and are qualified to be able to come into the community, but maybe they're independently, they're single or they're alone, and they're struggling with a serious disease, but this is where the community can really
fabulous.
Be a big help.
Exactly.
Talk to me about that.
Right. We have actually had two people, and younger people in their late 50s, have come into the community because they had cancer. They were single, so they were trying to manage their disease and their day-to-day life on their own, and it was very difficult for them. Maybe they couldn't stand up long enough to cook. They didn't have the strength to go shopping, these type of things. So this is where Monte Vista was just a wonderful fit for them because, of course, we do all that. We do their housekeeping. We do their cooking. We can help them with showers. We can help them with their medications. You know, so we can and then they've got this wonderful support from the residents. I mean, the residents they were so helpful to these folks that came in, and they were really concerned about them. And they turned out to be kind of like their grandparents almost, you know, type of thing. And
that's
they
cool.
Really had a great focus on helping that person. It was really important to them, and it was very important to the person that came in. So that's another thing people can think about, you know, that might be out there struggling to take care of themselves on their own. This is another great way that you can come over to Monte Vista and have that help, have that backup, you know, and have that emotional support too, which is really, really important.
Yeah, community support element, so you cannot measure that.
Exactly.
And by the way, you're always
Michael Medved.
I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. Oh, Michael Medved, tell him he'll have to hold on. I'm busy. So here's the thing. You're welcome any time here, just so you can know, because you said young people in their late 50s.
Well, because, you know, because I'm there. So, you know, it gets 60 gets younger every day. It is 80.
That's the best line I've heard since I've done the show. It's going to be 16 months for you. It's like, that's the best line. Yeah, young people in their late 50s.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're on my top of the list.
Thank you.
You get the first set of cards that are coming out. Good job, Tracy. All right. So the phone number is 619-465-1331. 619-465-1331. You want to go to MontaVistaVillage.com. And remember, this is not for people who are just, this is the end. There is that opportunity for people who are at the
there
end.
There is.
But it's also for independent, it's for assisted living, it's for skilled living. It's all sets, all stages.
And people who want to improve their health, they want to stay healthy to the end. And as I tell them, if your appointment calendar has all only doctor's appointments, you need to give us a call.
Yeah, you need to get a life. Literally get a life at Monte Vista Village.
Exactly.
There you go. All right, great job. Thank you
so much. Nice to be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. We told Michael Medved he had to hold on. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to destroy both sides of the argument on global warming. Why? Because we are like that.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 AM KPRZ.